You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
That's right. It's The Takeaway. And you already know my name. But actually, a serious question. We're going to be talking to the Sudanese ambassador to the United Nations in a moment. If you have any questions for him, for us to ask him, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to our website at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Now, if you were listening to the Sunday talk shows on Sunday, you might have heard a pattern. Listen closely here.
The Bush administration took its eye off the ball when it went to...
And by the way, there is talk about a shifting position. I mean, John McCain used to be very positive about George Bush's leadership. As he kept closer to this presidential election, he was not as positive.
To say that John McCain was aligned with President Bush on the is to change history.
Now, that's not some sort of suspension of decorum there on the Sunday talk shows. Nobody's using nasty language. We've bleeped something out. And here's another example. Listen carefully.
If you parse Obama's statements on it carefully, as I think he formulates them, you see that there really is a convergence with John McCain that's unnoticed.
Is the issue along with terrorism, where he and McCain polled the closest?
We're not going to change in terms of our position in. So we have two different mindsets, and I think most Americans understand that.
A convergence between Barack Obama and John McCain on what issues? Now, if you remember last week, we introduced this feature of the program where we actually pick out the word of the pundit shows, word of the week. It's an issue word, and it's something that we come up with because we calculate all of the text from all of the Sunday talk shows, and we...
Just explain it very quickly. It's actually an interesting program, which goes through and all of the transcripts, which is...
Huge dozens of pages. Giant text file. And it finds the word that is issue-related that occurs the most in all of the pundit shows. And, you know, words like think and like and it and are all sort of taken out. But this word is actually pretty interesting. And if you can guess it based on the two examples that we sent, it's, you got a few seconds. Get to us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or just zap it to us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. What do you think the word is? It's actually kind of interesting because of all the headlines over the week, you wouldn't have necessarily thought this was going to be the
word. It wouldn't
have
necessarily been in the top three, but when you hear it, you'll understand why.
And let's listen.
If you parse Obama's statements on Iraq as carefully as I think he formulates them, you see that there really is a convergence with John McCain that's unnoticed.
Iraq is the issue along with terrorism, where he and McCain polled the closest.
We're not going to change in terms of our position in Iraq. So we have two different mindsets, and I think most Americans understand that.
So it's interesting that the word. The word was, in case you
Iraq.
That's right, Iraq. Iraq. And it's surprising because it sounds like what they're talking about is that an issue is coming off the table.
Sort of.
I mean, Iraq.
For some reason, and probably it's because something we talk about on this show quite a lot, that U.S. intentions in Iraq are kind of fixed by negotiations that are going on right now with the Iraqi government, that the candidates don't really have that much to say about Iraq. They're coming into agreement.
Yes, exactly. They do have stuff to say. They have positions that they're taking, but there's just not a huge distinction between Senator McCain and Senator Obama's. So in that way, it could be considered being taken off the table because it won't be a point of absolute contention or one that voters might choose one or the other.
Who would have thought? And if you like that analysis or any other, you can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Iraq.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.